Valentine, won't you be my Valentine and introduce your heart to mine and be my Valentine.
Hey, it's a great song, but do you put picture Willie as the picture of Valentine's Day?
Well, it depends on how much. How do I put this? Weed. You smoke. Weed's
that
legal.
Stardust
now.
Album is amazing, though. Sweet music.
Willie Nelson Stardust album is one of our favorites. Jennifer and I. We were recently at the Builder Show in Orlando, and it's 1 million square feet of covered convention center filled with all the latest and greatest building material, products, services, inventions. People from all over the world come to this event. And after walking, Jennifer, you said you covered over 22 miles, mm-hmm. and you were in classes. I was walking the whole time, so I covered probably 30 over the 3 days. There was one booth that was like honey with bees. It was so crowded, you could not even get in the booth to see what it was. And it was the Ford line of work vehicles. And they had the all-electric F-150 up there, and you couldn't even approach it without waiting in line 20, 30, or 40 minutes. Jennifer and I took several pictures of the Ford booth at the Builder Show. I mean, guys were getting their superintendents and the Rangers and saying, sit in there, make sure you're comfortable. Is that cab big enough for you? You could be all right with that. Will that cover all the tools you need? And then the 350 and the 450 with the work boxes on the back and that all-electric F-150 powering big screen TV in the bed, powering tools that they were actually cutting miter, compound miter cuts with for crown molding. It was absolutely beautiful. And then you've got the Frunk.
What?
The Frunk. There's no engine.
Oh.
So where the front trunk should be is now called the Frunk. That's where the motor used to be. Now it's additional storage capacity. I can't tell you. And then we'd go to the other manufacturers. All the manufacturers were there. Their booths were empty. They were like ghost towns. So you want to take a look at some of the vehicles that Ford Motor has come out with in the last year, year and a half, that have grabbed headlines in every major industry periodical published in the world. The Maverick, the Ranger, the all-electric E-150, the Mach-E, the Bronco. You've got to take a look at these world-class award-winning vehicles by Ford Motor Company. And in Phoenix, in Arizona, there's only one place that we would recommend you go take a look at them, and that is at Sanderson Ford, where Rosie Wright Remodeling, Rosie O'Neill's Production, all of Rosie's family and friends have bought every Ford vehicle we own from Sanderson Ford for the last 30 years. That's why I know I can confidently recommend to you, go look at a Ford and go look at Sanderson Ford in Glendale.
And if you'd like to join the conversation here, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Generally, Jennifer is doing the call screening, but Gary's double tasking behind the glass right now, both pushing all the buttons and screening calls. And he's busy on the line right now. And we were going to the bottom of our news and reading a text message that came in at 411-923 asking about tankless and tank water heaters. Most of us have a tank water heater, whether it's gas or electric. It's a gallon size based on how many plumbing fixtures are in your home. The tank fills up. The electric heating elements or the gas pilot kicks on, heats the water up to the preset temperature, and it keeps it hot for you. So when you're ready to use it, you've got a supply of hot water. The new tankless water heaters, they don't heat anything up until you ask for it. So when you turn on a hot water fixture and water starts moving through your plumbing pipes, it then starts to heat the water, and it heats it instantly. and continuously as long as the hot water is running. When you shut the hot water off, it stops and it turns off. And it can be a more efficient way because you're not ever paying to heat water in a tank. You know, it may be 12 hours between using hot water, depending on your work schedule and coming home and leaving it, maybe 6 hours, whatever the case may be. The water heater's never kicking on when you're not using it. So you're only using electricity for hot water when you're asking for hot water. What you need to know about switching to a tankless water heater is a couple things. Because it heats it so quickly, the volume of energy that it uses when it's heating is greater than what you probably have piped or wired to your existing water heater. Whether it's electric or gas, the chance that you'll need to increase the size of electric supply is pretty good. You know, so it's either a bigger wire that's run there or a bigger gas line that's run there. So then you have to go back to the panel for electrical. So if it's close, and a lot of times your water heater is close to your electrical panel, it's in the garage, and your electric service panel's on the outside, so it may not be a big expense there. But if you've got a long run, it can start adding up. Then on top of that, most tankless water heaters that I'm aware of, to honor their warranty, you have to have a water treatment system installed on top of that. So if you don't already have a water treatment system, that's an additional cost. So your conversion to going to tankless can be a lot more, you know, 4, 5, 6 times more expensive than just switching out your conventional tank water heater. So it may not, you may not see a cost savings in your first new tankless water heater, but once you've got the infrastructure there, 2, 3 tankless water heaters down the road, then you'll see your cost savings on electricity. So it's a long span of time before you see that payoff. But there's a lot of things that a tankless water heater can benefit. I mean, first of all, just think about an endless supply of hot water. You never have to worry about shower order. You were talking about getting everyone ready for church on Sunday morning, Dad. If, you know, even in an off-peak situation where the tank water heater might be heating the whole time, for a bigger family, that still doesn't give everyone enough time to make it through the shower with hot water. Tankless water heater, you never run into that situation. If you've got a big jacuzzi tub, and this cracks me up, I've seen it many times, where the builder will install this jacuzzi tub, and it's part of their selling advantage is, the master suite has this jacuzzi tub, but they don't look at how many gallons is required to fill it up and put a 40-gallon tank in the house that's not big enough to fill up your jacuzzi tub.
So you
only get half of the tub full with hot water before you're out of hot water, and the water heater doesn't heat up fast enough to ever get that jacuzzi tub full enough. So
that'll blow your Valentine's Day night.
Yes, it will. And Romy, your point goes to what Jennifer talked about, was her number one takeaway from the Builder Show this week, is that homes are getting more complicated. Like, you used to be able to, gap your point system on your distributor of the 1970s vehicle with a matchbook cover. Now you don't even go underneath your hood. Homes are going to get more technical, more complicated, more smart. And tankless water heaters are the way of the future. That is the way we will all be heating our water in the future. So don't replace your traditional tank without considering converting to tankless. But just like Romy says, there's a lot to consider. So make sure you take a look at the whole picture before you dive in. And let's get back to our article. Go ahead.
Just two more quick points wrapping that up. An additional benefit is, if you do take a bath, well, if you're really dirty, you don't want to get in the bathtub dirty. So you can quick take a cleaning shower and then fill up your soaking bath and enjoy that without sitting in, whatever grime and dirt you picked up from the day. And then
smoking like a true rancher, right?
Most of our water treatment specialists that are plumbing specialists that do tankless water heaters install, and virtually every service industry now has a finance partner. It's just the way of the industry. You know, the 20 years ago, you never heard of it, but well, now everyone's got a finance package, whether it's for your windows, your doors, your air conditioning, your roof. You know, as these big ticket items continue to get bigger, as more technology and more material is put into them, they all come with financing options. It may even come straight from the manufacturer as well. So, you know, I'm not encouraging you to go run up a bunch of financing on all different projects for your home improvement, but that is an option if you're switching out and you're going to that. Well, you know, so now maybe we're paying $200-$300 a month for a year. You know, that's a little bit more manageable than maybe doing $8,000 on your change out up front.
You know, the outdoor shower reminds me of auto dealer magnate Tex Earnhardt, who I got to meet. He would take a shower every day with a hose outside. The way he did it when he was a kid, all the way through his life. That's all it was. Just take a shower with the hose.
Well, there you
when
go.
I built my house, I put a shower right on the outside of the garage where most of the point of entry coming in and out, and you put a cold and a hot water supply right there.
A beach shower works the same way. You come out of the ocean, rinse off first, and then go in the house.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Now I want to shower.
Great tips on tankless water heaters. On our topic at hand, Valentine's Day Super Bowl edition of Rosie on the House, we're talking about honeydew tips you might consider getting done for your honey. And one of them is cleaning the refrigerator. When was the last time you got in there and took everything out and really wiped that refrigerator down? Most have defrost cycles. Do you know where that defrost cycle goes? The defrost actually takes all that condensation and the melting ice and puts it into a pan underneath your refrigerator. Have you ever taken the toe kick off that refrigerator, pulled that condensate catchment pan out, taken a look at it? When you do, if you haven't ever done it before, make sure you have a barf bag handy, because it will make you throw up. It's all the little food particles that have been washed down this tube, put into a pan right underneath the compressor where it's hot, so the condensation is constantly re-evaporated into the air. But it leaves all the food particles there at the bottom of that pan. Take a look at the owner's manual of your refrigerator. See if it has one of those pans. And don't stop at just cleaning the bread and butter container, the vegetable container, the meat container, and the shelves and the back and the walls and all of that. Go ahead and take a look. If you've got that pan, it's worth taking it outside. And now that's where you could use a power washer. Mount it up on the wall. Stand way far back and power wash the heck out of it. Make sure it dries real well before you put it back. Now, if you're one of those guys that may need a little extra that little extra mile, not only would you clean the refrigerator, but go into the pantry. And if your pantry shelves are solid particle wood or plywood painted, consider ripping them all out. And when you do that, I can promise you, if you're a family, you're going to get up there and you're going to clean those shelves off of everything. And you're going to find some petrified cornflakes and some petrified Fritos and a petrified a whole lot of other things. Get in there and rip all those solid shelves out and get over to a shop like Organized Living and buy their cleat mount wire shelving system and run all your shelving in your pantry in wire shelves and allow nothing to be put on the floor. That way, when Junior's up on the stool reaching for the cornflakes, accidentally spills half the box on the backside of the counter, it doesn't stay hidden. It all falls through to the floor. You see it, you vacuum it up, and it's a great way to add a level of cleanliness to your pantry that you've never, ever had before. So those wire rack systems are that next step for any of you guys that might need a little extra star in your crown to win your Valentine's Day heart this Super Bowl weekend. When we get back, I'm going to be talking about my final tip of how to make Super Bowl weekend this weekend tie in perfectly with Valentine's Day celebration. This could be the most romantic Super Bowl Sunday of your married life.